it makes people very angry that somebody just decides, you know, I'll just destroy this. And this is, you know, outright vandalism, you know, to what purpose other than just pure badness, you know, which, you know, and I have no idea why they did this, who was responsible. But, you know, I know that the Gardaí have been informed and there will be CCTV footage looked at to see if there's any way we can try and isolate who was responsible. You know, it's almost like someone had some issue with the town rather than an issue with themselves and pulling a few plants up as they walked along the street. You know, it is concentrated, and it's concentrated in one area of the diamond. And it's not easy to break branches off trees. You know, it takes a fair bit of force to do that. So whoever was responsible were determined to do damage and, you know, to show and to cause damage. And, you know, for the businesses, for the residents, of which we have many in the diamond, you know, it's very upsetting. And it's not nice on a Sunday morning for the workers from tiny towns to have to come along and clean up this mess after, you know, somebody just decided to go on a rampage in the centre of the town. And, you know, it also, there's another layer there as well. You know, why would somebody think that it's okay to do that? But the next layer is, well, you know, what's the next step? You know, what's the next bit of damage that's going to happen, you know, if it's somebody that's, you know, that lives in the town, and I sincerely hope that it isn't. You know, what can be the next damage? Because we've been doing, as I said, we've been doing a lot of hard work, you know, having the facades of the buildings in the diamond repainted. All of the listed buildings, you know, the Georgian and Victorian doors have all been repainted. The council, Donegal County Council, we've been working with them, you know, through this programme. And they, you know, the diamond has been upgraded. And as I say, you know, the €4,000 on plants were put in by landscape gardeners in June. So it's unfair. It's disheartening. And it's, you know, we're working hard within the town to present the place, the village and the town, you know, as a nice, unique place to come in Donegal, which then brings footfall, which then eventually brings more business, which then, you know, brings more work and more jobs. So those are the endeavours within a tourism realm. And we have a very rich, you know, tourism heritage in Raphoe. You know, it goes right back, you know, sort of to an early monastery and works its way up through to a cathedral into a plantation town, you know. So we have, you know, and we have had a lot of leading political figures through history lived in Raphoe. So there's an awful lot of things that we could do to encourage people to come visit Raphoe, sit in the diamond, enjoy a sandwich and a cup of coffee. You know, we've, you know, lots of you know, Valerie there with her coffee machine, you know, does, you know, lovely cakes and coffee, and people do come and sit down and enjoy. We have opened up a new tourism and heritage centre in the Vault House, which is the community centre, and this is all voluntary. Mm-hmm. So this isn't, you know, none of us are paid to do this. This is voluntary, and then you have somebody coming along and just pulling everything apart, you know, which is extremely unfair. And I do hope they're caught. I really do hope they're caught, and I really do hope that the Gardaí are able to sift through CCTV footage and pinpoint who or what group could possibly have been responsible for this.